prepare to have your mind opened. The lies of the mainstream media are about to be exposed, and the hypocrisy of the left is about to be revealed. You've tuned into Black and Right. This is a revolution in how you think about politics, race, and culture, and leading that revolution are your hosts, Charles Love and John Anthony.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Black and Right with John Anthony and Charles Love.
What's up?
We are now live on AM 560, The Answer, and still live on Facebook. This is like radio jujitsu. We got to keep up with where we are. So if you're on Facebook Live, you can always see us nonstop. But I get people texting me like, why aren't you on the radio today? I am now. So I hope you're tuning in and enjoying the show so far. So we tackled quite a bit of stuff.
Uh-oh.
But now I think I want to shift again and talk about Beto O'Rourke.
Here we go.
Now, we could pick out a lot of the Democrat presidential hopefuls, but he is a particularly interesting case. He said something else crazy that one of our guests is going to talk about later in the hour. But right now I want to talk about his opposition to organizations who oppose LGBTQ issues and what he wants to do about that, John. Sorry to catch you sipping.
Yeah, you caught me right in the middle of the sip. You know, I still have yet to hear any major denominational pastor come out and speak against what he said. I've yet to hear. I mean, where are the T.D. Jakes? Where are the big name preachers, Joel Osteen? Nobody has come out and said and refuted or tried to correct him and get a better, clear, and understanding of what he was actually trying to say.
Well, if you don't know what we're talking about, Beto said that if you don't support same-sex marriage and the LGBTQ agenda, and you are a nonprofit organization, primarily a church, mm-hmm. that you should have your nonprofit status removed.
We both know that that's who they're really targeting. They're not targeting a lot of these nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. They're really profiting faith-based institutions.
Yeah,
and I mean, imagine if, you know, they did this to the Islamic faith or, yeah, I think they'll have some huge problems or someone in the Jewish faith or it's always focused and narrow towards the Christian faith.
Yeah,
why is that?
Because you attack the big guy first and then you come after everybody else. And unfortunately, too many Muslims and Jews think that they're just talking about them. They're not talking about us. But this is one in particular that would particularly affect them, because if you pass that law, then it's a law, so it doesn't matter if anybody does it, they can do it, right? They can come after you. But to your question, it's interesting. It's sad, but, I mean, we know the answer. You asked, where are all these people, these supposed faith leaders, and what are they doing and why aren't they saying anything? Because, unfortunately, the church has become a political apparatus, and most of those people you mentioned, not all, but most of them, some of them are, you know, kind of stay out of the fray, but most of them are leftists or Democrats. So they feel that they're not going to be attacked, right? So if this happened, even though they're only attacking Christians, let's be real, Beto's really attacking a specific group. He's not just attacking Christians. He's attacking conservative Christians.
Correct.
Right? Because if a Christian leader is a Democrat, now he may not agree with that agenda, but for the most part, he's not speaking out against it. So they won't know. So the people who are more likely to be out saying that this is wrong or this is not biblical will be the conservatives. So they can, you know, so if they catch three or four Democrat faith leaders in their net, they're okay with that. They're collateral damage. They're going after the conservatives.
But I think this goes back to the previous segment we just did. About how I think that your thing is that 60-some% of the millennials want the First Amendment changed.
Yeah, they want to change the First Amendment to in the Constitution not protect hate speech.
Right.
Now, whatever you think, the biggest problem with that is because I'm always talking about the culture and talking about human nature. So the problem is we got 330 million people in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We all have different views. Who gets to decide what hate speech is? Right. So initially you're thinking they're talking about transphobia, homophobia, black issues.
Mm-hmm.
But it can go to anything. People can say, I don't like tall people, short people, fat people, rich people.
I don't like people with white beards.
Yeah, that's hate speech. Right. So I want that person in jail and I want their job.
Yeah.
Right. Well, who gets to dictate is the problem. So the way they're moving is majority rule. They want to go to, they don't want to have a republic. They want to say majority rule. So, but the majority always changes.
Yeah.
So what happens when the Republicans are in majority?
Yeah.
Right. What happens when, you know, the far left is in majority? Then the definition of hate speech, I'm sorry, will change based on the prevailing winds. And that's a problem.
You know, one of my greatest quotes, one of the things I always go to when I give speeches, especially when I give speeches about guns and anything about rights, Reynaldo Magnus, he said this: freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free.
And the operative word in that will be word free, because they will be telling them about how it used to be that case. So you talk about the LGBTQ agenda. We got a couple calls we want to go to. But first, and call in if you like at 312-642-5600 and get in on the conversation here. But I sent John a link, and John, his mouth just fell open here. So I was talking, you know, I promote the show on the afternoon show with Stephanie yesterday. She said, what are you talking about? I said, one of the things we're going to talk about is the Tallahassee fires. She's like, what happened? I said, Google it. So I'm looking at the Tallahassee Democrat, their local paper, and they're talking about how there was a series of fires and they were looking for a suspect where a woman got ignited and set on fire at a Taco Bell.
What was the keyword?
No. This woman got lit on fire. And they're saying that they were looking for a suspect. And they thought that fire was tied to some other series of fires, a church fire, car fire, and some other things. So they're looking for the suspect. And then it says, here, I have to find the quote. Oh. It says something about the person was, where is she? The suspect was Mia Williams. Mia was arrested for allegedly lighting a woman on fire Wednesday at a Taco Bell and possibly linked to a series of overnight early morning fires.
Oh boy.
We have her last day as November 11th, almost a year ago, doing something, blah, 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 blah. And then I said to John and told him to scroll down.
And if you
look at look up this article on Tallahassee Democrat and look at Mia Williams, Mia Williams is, how would you describe her?
I would say that she has a full beard. Beard is probably better than mine. No clear distinction that if I was a cop and this came out that I was looking for a female, I would not have stopped this individual that's in this
because it's
right
a
now.
32-year-old man.
Correct.
Mia Williams is bad enough that they do that. But then in the article, they still describe him as such. Criminal burning stuff, set a woman on fire. And you're like, well, she's being arraigned on Tuesday. So as we move to what we're doing is we're normalizing and people just buying into it. It's one thing to say people should do what they want to do, but we can't even report. Well, what if he was still free and they were looking for him?
Correct.
How did you say that they would be reporting it?
A female, first of all, would have come out. Black female, it would have come out.
If you're lucky.
Right. Because that's what they would have been told by Taco Bell, whoever witnessed the incident.
So how would they find her?
This individual would still be free today because unless someone came in and say, no, it's a male, black, who had a beard and receding hairline and a very stupid look on his face.
Right. Well, let's now see what Candace in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, has to say. Candace, you're on AM 560, The Answer, with Charles and John.
Good afternoon. I love this show. I just tweeted out about it. Okay, this whole James Younger thing is like a shot in the dark because the GOP has been hiding from this issue. And I'm telling you, 90% of the GOP are on the same page on this issue and a lot of Democrats.
Yeah.
Okay. People are not buying this thing that 7-year-olds can make their own decision. That is a lot of crap.
Right.
And the GOP needs to go in to use this case. And this needs to be the shot against the bow. We already have some GOP who are smart enough to use this issue of women athletes versus men in women's clothing stealing their scholarships. And
you know, you're right, Candace. John was just mentioning that. He said, why aren't the feminists standing up? And I said, you know, you're wrong. They are now. That's the thing. They are getting upset. They are speaking out. They spoke out against that guy on the bike. They're like, they are erasing. We are feminists and leftists, but they are erasing us. We just need more people to act. We need that.
And Candace, I think the Texas governor, I think he is taking on the case. I think you are seeing.
Attorney General. Hello.
Yeah, correct.
Yes.
And I do think you're going to see something.
Yeah, good. I mean, but it's happening every day. You know, people aren't very educated on this, but they should go on YouTube. There's a doctor who used to work for the Johns Hopkins Hospital. And when he was in school, he did his rounds in the trans community. And, you know, they have over 30 years of studies. But yep. This new movement that came about during the Obama administration is a Netherlands movement, and it's not based on any actual science.
Yeah, thank you,
like
Candace. We're running out of time here, but
girls.
You're right. And I'm glad she mentioned Johns Hopkins, because they used to do the surgery, and they decided they weren't going to do it anymore. So that's important. Yeah, like the great Bob Woodson said to me recently, I told him I was going to steal this. He said the problem with the GOP is they have no starch in their shorts.
Uh-oh.
So we will follow up and do more of this when we come back. We have Verlon on the line. I know he's going to have something interesting to say. So let's stay around and see what he has to say. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.
Black and Right continues on AM 560. Once again, here are your hosts, Charles Love and John Anthony.
Welcome back to Black and Right with Charles and John. We were talking about Beto wanting to pull status of churches from non-tax exempt if their views are opposed of LGBT actions or gay marriage and things of that nature. And we were going to go to Verlon, who had something to say about what happens when you speak out against them. Verlon from the South Side, you're on AM 560, The Answer with Charles and John.
How are you gentlemen doing today?
What's up, brother?
Fantastic.
You know, Bill O'Rourke is the perfect vessel into what I need to say. Now, you know, I take these people on every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What you guys have to understand is the LGBTQ cross community is part of the social justice agenda. And John, you spoke to it. If any pastor or priest or whatever speaks out, they will feel the full weight and power of that community. That community is a very rich community. You know, Sean from Elmwood Park, or Sean Thompson, we can call him Sean Thompson now, he always called them the gay mafia. You know, it's something to that. They are a mafia. If you speak against them, they will get behind any endorsements you may have, any money that you may have coming in, they'll cut it off at the knees. And these people are vicious. They will destroy you. And I know you guys are well read. You guys read books. But go home one day and turn on the TV. Name me a TV show that doesn't have a gay couple or some kind of gay message to it. You won't find one.
Verlon, you're going to make me, okay, this is a humble brag, but not only do I read books, I
write books.
And there's a whole chapter in my most recent book about that. It's like everybody, it's like good, plus and minus. Good, blacks are no longer only pimps and drug dealers on TV. Bad, none of them date black people. Yeah. 100% of them are either in an interracial relationship or gay. That's by design.
Yeah.
You are 100% right.
Thanks so much.
That book is, by the way,
say,
he's still going.
It's the black churches. The black churches are arms of the Democrat Party. And the last voice for what America believes in is on conservative radio. If we lose our voice, we lose America.
Well, not all black churches. I have to push back against them a little bit on that. Because when you look at Creflo Dollar, when you look at, I forget the name, the guy out in Charles, Winston, Bill Winston. When you look at these people, not all of them are bought and sold by the Democrat Party. But, I mean, I think what Verlon just said, what you just said, lends a lot to, as you know, Kanye West has been in the news media a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about him. Is he still on? I heard a car door.
Yeah.
He's getting out of his car.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh,
he's still on there. I heard a car door. I'm like, where's the car door coming from?
I thought he was on hold. literally not holding.
But a lot of it lends. But when you look at what Kanye West, I mean, everything that he's, I mean, all the abuse that he's going through, he said he was on an interview with Big Boy. Is that his name? The real huge guy who lost all the weight, had the surgery, and now he's like thin as ice. Kanye West was on his show, And they were talking about the cancel culture. They were talking about, Kanye was talking about everything that he's, you know, his faith and how now he really believes that he's sold out for Jesus and all that. But Kanye made a very good point. Play the cue. Clip.
My father's a Black Panther. My mother got arrested for the sit-ins at age 6. They were fighting for us to have the right to our opinion. Not the right to vote for whoever the white liberals said Black people are supposed to vote for. You get what I'm saying? And then James Corden went in and said, well, this president, you're Christian, and this president, I don't see anything Christian about him. I said, okay, so last year y'all tried to tell me who I'm supposed to vote for because I'm Black. Now this year, white liberals trying to tell me who I'm supposed to vote for because I'm Christian.
Dude, I mean, tell me, is he spot on or what?
No, he's right. He's totally right. And unfortunately, you give enough powerful people and enough different groups enough power, and they will just keep going. They'll steamroll you. Why would they stop, right? It's like, right. Well, you keep giving me what I want. You want to keep moving. Now, keep in mind, we're live on the radio, so we got to keep it PC. But you know I want to bring it up. A couple months ago, Malik Yoba, and now Tank. I don't know if you all don't know. I know most of the people. I mean, we got our people listening, but there's some people out there listening to 5-6 on radio who don't listen to urban radio and may not know some of these artists. But there's an R&B singer named Tank. I can do it, John. You don't believe I can do it. And Tank was recently in the media. He was on a show, and he was talking about doing men doing certain things with other men doesn't necessarily make you gay. So he's almost like he said something about you can do things a couple of times, and it's not a big deal. So it's almost like he's saying, why are you trying to label people and put people in a box, right? So you can do certain things. You can date a guy. You can have sex with a guy. You can do what it is. But that doesn't mean you're gay. So what does mean you're gay? Only if you say it? Is there a certain number of times? Where does this come from? And why does he feel confident? So think about it. Just to pose these two things. The Black Christian, which was used to be the base of our community, is afraid to speak out, regardless of politically where they stand, about their views. Right. But now you got normative Blacks that are saying that just feel comfortable to just say that. When I mentioned Malik Yoba, it's because a couple of months ago, an actor, Malik Yoba, said that straight black men should stop making a big deal about dating transgender women. What's mm-hmm. wrong? Everybody should be able to date a transgender woman. And if you don't, that just means you're homophobic. I don't have a problem with dating one and you shouldn't either. Right. So they're pushing this and making this normative. Verlon talked about the relationships, but it go when in the book, we want equality, how the fight for equality gave way to preference. I talk about more than just the characters on the show or the dating aspect. It's the situations of the shows, right? Every show, the topic is about if there's an illegal in the show, he's the most pristine illegal ever. He's never broken the law, right? If there's a gay person, he's being abused and bashed as if that's 100% of the people. It's like they're trying to create a narrative to normalize stuff, and most people either don't watch or they're sitting back doing nothing, or the GOP, as Bob Woodson says, has no starch in their shorts.
But, you know, one of the things that I've learned, I have real... I believe good friends who are gay, who are lesbian, you name it. I think everyone except the trans. I have a friend that's, you know, in that lifestyle. Most of them I found really don't care.
Right.
They really. I mean, they look at what's happening out in the community. I mean, in politics and in the news and they're like, I just want to live my life. Right. I want to be left alone.
And the converse is true. Most conservatives, whether they think it's right or wrong, doesn't mean the problem is people think that if you think it's wrong, that means you're like, hey, gay bashing is great. Right. Or, hey, make them all lose their job. They're just like, you asked me what my personal belief is, but I think they should do. We're more free market minded and freedom minded. We're like, do whatever you want to do. I don't care. We touch the hot button here, I guess, because we got more calls on. They want to talk about, you know, Jan is saying that everybody knows what's right is right and wrong is wrong. There's only two species, male and female.
Let's go to Jan.
And Anne says the gay community hated Bush and they wanted Cheney because his daughter was a lesbian. But the time, but what I'm saying is, You know, all those things are true, but what's most important is what you said, that most of the gay community just like, just leave us alone and let us live our lives. And most conservatives, if they weren't pushing, if people were on the left, not just gays, it's not gays, it's the far left, wasn't pushing an extreme narrative, the other people would be like, I don't care what you do. I have a friend who's somewhere in the middle of the road. He's a gay guy. And he tell me about, it was funny. He told me about this guy was in his building was complaining about, you know, gays are self-trust. And these people, do you just treat me this way because I'm gay or whatever? He's like, dude. Whatever, I'm not saying it never happens to gay people, but come on. We live in Chicago, one of the most liberal cities in the country. Quit acting like you're oppressed. This is a gay right. guy who's not a conservative telling him stop it. It's not true.
Wait, but I think that's the bigger picture. I think the conflation of, I think geography has a lot to do with a lot of what's going on. I mean, in Chicago, very liberal Chicago, when you look at everything that's happening in Chicago, Chicago is leading at the forefront of all gay rights, the agenda for the gay rights. Chicago is one of the leading factors. But you go to Montana, you go to somewhere and, I mean, I can see how they can feel ostracized, but they still can't, this is what they were trying to do with the gay marriage debate. They still can't say that they understand what black people went through with slavery
yeah,
and
that's
stuff
just
like
crazy.
That.
But they also can't say they're oppressed. Where are all the stories? There's media everywhere. Where are all the stories of the gay people being attacked and fired from their jobs in Montana and other places? It's extreme. It's not like it's happening everywhere.
Well, it doesn't happen.
Well, I know. That's the point. So even in those areas, you say it's geographical, but even they're not being attacked.
I'm saying their argument. This
know,
is their
I'm,
argument.
I know. I'm saying that they're wrong, right? So coming up, we're going to – I hate to feel like we're picking on Beto O'Rourke, but back to more craziness of Beto, we have a guest who's going to talk about his attack on guns. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer with John and Charles.